chilly west wind, Charles.
Helen, thanks very much indeed. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 12th of May. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Bailey and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low 100 miles east of Iceland, 991, expected Faroes, 996, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, south 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Atira, south Atira, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. 40s, Cromarty, west or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. West or northwest, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames. West or southwest, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest, 4 to 6. Showers later, good. Portland, Plymouth. Northwest, 3 to 5, backing west, 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. Biscay, north, 2 to 4, backing northwest, 4 or 5. Showers, good. South Fitzroy. Cyclonic, becoming northeasterly, 4 to 6. Showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. North Fitzroy, northerly 4 or 5, showers at first, good. Sole, north 3 to 5, backing northwest 5 or 6 later, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northwest 4 or 5, backing west 5 to 7 later, showers, thundery later in Irish Sea, good, occasionally moderate in Irish Sea. Shannon, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers at first, good. Rockall, northwest 6 to gale 8, scaly showers, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides, west or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Malin. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, northwest 6 to gale 8, scaly showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northwesterly, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then northerly 6 to gale 8 later in southeast Iceland. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 12th of May. Tyree Automatic, northwest 5, 6 miles, 1011, now rising. Stornoway, west 4, recent precipitation, 24 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Lerwick, south by west 6, slight rain, 5 miles, 1002, falling quickly. Lucas, southwest by west 4, slight rain, 15 miles, 1009, falling. Bridlington, west by south, 3, 1013, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 4, 11 miles, 1016. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 3, 11 miles, 1016. Jersey, south-southeast, 1, 16 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west, 4, 1017. Scilly Automatic, west, 3, 16 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Valentia, north by west, 3, 16 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west, 3, 22 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Malin Head, northwest by west, 6, slight showers, 1 mile, 1013, now rising. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday the 12th of May. The general situation, a weak ridge of high pressure in the south will soon give way to a generally strong, cool and showery northwesterly flow for the next couple of days. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest, veering northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing southwest later. Fair at first, then showers, good. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly, veering northwesterly, then backing southwesterly later, 4 or 5. Fair at first, then showers, good. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Fair at first, then showers, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers for a time, good. From Lyme Regis to Land End, including the Isles of Scilly, west 2 to 4, veering northwest 4 or 5, then backing west 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west 2 to 4, veering northwest 4 or 5, then backing west 5 to 7 later. Showers later, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, west 3 to 5, veering northwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in south. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, northwest, backing west 4 to 6, then veering northwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, west or northwest 5 to 7. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, west or northwest 5 to 7. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west or northwest 5 to 7, showers, thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southwest, showers, thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. And finally, Shetland Isles. South 5 or 6, veering west 3 to 5, then becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin and brings the time to 5:43. Time now for prayer for the day with Marie Elsa Bragg.
Good morning. Today is the birthday of Florence Nightingale, renowned for revolutionising nursing from her work in military hospitals during the Crimean War in 1954. They were overcrowded, unhygienic, vermin-infested, and soldiers died of cholera, typhus and dysentery more than their combat wounds. Florence brought in strict sanitation, a discipline of timetables and charts, a fresh air policy, quiet wards and high nutritional standards. The results cut mortality from around 40% to 2%. But that's only a part of her method, and the rest is rarely remembered. Florence saw healing as holistic. She believed that the person's soul played an important part in recovery, so she also brought in libraries, reading rooms, and recreational activities. The discipline and charts were to her the wisdom of nature in God's creation. The silence, which is now considered important for a peaceful recovery, was for her and her nurses a devotional, prayerful silence. Her journals show that aged 16, Florence was already praying for her vocation, writing, "I will that God's will." She wasn't called to be a nun and struggled with how difficult it was for a woman to help God in the world compared to men, but she was tenacious. And 2 years before she went to Crimea, she printed her first book on Christian mysticism, arguing that we all grow towards union with God. And she continued to translate medieval texts such as St. Teresa of Avila and Thomas A. Kempis into old age, alongside writing on nursing and founding the Nightingale Training in St. Thomas's Hospital, London. May I follow her inspiration to find my unique vocation and a holistic healing that brings us back to life. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Marie Elsa Bragg. It's 5:45. The Today programme's coming up in 15 minutes.